Okay, I want to thank everybody for joining for the Mishnayos Shir, studying something from the fourth parak of Pirkei Avos. The Shir tonight is in the Zchus for a Refuah Shleima for Simcha Yitzchak ben Mira Laliatka. You should have a complete Refuah. And once again, there is so much material in the fourth parak, how to decide what to speak about. But I decided on two Mishnayos. Maybe we'll even see more than two Mishnayos, but I'd like to focus on, well, for starters, Perek Dalad, Mishnayos Tezayin and Yudzayin. At least in my edition, it's Tezayin and Yudzayin. Let's learn the Mishnayos. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Yaakov says, Ha'olam azeh doma leprozdar b'fnei ha'olam abba. This world is only like a hallway or an antechamber compared to the Olam Haba, which is like the traklin, like the throne room. So this world is just an antechamber to walk through, to get to the next world. Says the Mishnah, Haskin atzmecha b'prozdor, make sure you prepare yourself during the hallway, kedei shetikanes l'traklin, so that you will merit going into the throne room. You will merit entering the throne room of the king. So this Mishnah is teaching us that the only place where one can earn Olam Haba is in this world. This world is the only way to earn Olam Haba. Once you get to the next world, there is no more opportunities for growth. Now, it's not quite exactly like that, because we know that we can learn Mishnayos, or we could do Maisim Tovim. Let's say when someone passes away, you could do them Le'ilui Nishmasa. What do those words mean, Le'ilui Nishmasa? That somehow, if you do something for the merit of someone to grow, so they could still grow. But the point is, they can't do anything anymore to help themselves grow. We can do things to help them grow, but they themselves cannot do anything more. It's only in this world, which is why it's so important to use every moment of this world. And this Mishnah reminded me of a passage from my favorite sefer of all time, the book that had the greatest impact on me, the Mesillas Yesharim, who right at the beginning talks about this idea. This was probably the most earth-shattering idea. It's not going to sound so earth-shattering to all of you because when you get older, you get more accustomed to this, but I still wonder how often people think about this. And do we think about this in our everyday lives? Is this what impacts our decisions? If we would walk around thinking about this all the time, our decision-making would really be impacted. Says the Mesillas Yesharim at the very, very beginning. He quotes this Mishnah. This is the very opening in Parak Aleph of the Mesillas Yesharim, where he talks about Klal Chovas Adam Ba'olamo. So the Mesillas Yesharim begins his whole book by saying, Yisora Chasidus v'Shorash Avoda Hatmima, who she sparvi samis all the machovasa b'olamo. What is a person's obligation in this world? Ulamatzor sheyosim abatu megamasim b'chol asheru amo kol yemei chayev. What is the point of this world? What are we here for? What are we here for? And he just says such a simple thing. Well, guess what? We're not here for this world. We're not here for this world. So all the efforts that a person expends in this world on buying a nice house and buying a nice car, and buying nice clothing, all this stuff, that's not what we're here for. V'hine, ma shehorunu chachamein zuchon levrachu, I'm quoting from the Mesillas Yesharim, sheha'adam lo niver el lis'anig al Hashem v'lehanos v'ziv shechinasa. Well, guess what? You know what the whole purpose of life is? The whole purpose of life is to delight in Hashem's presence, to delight from the splendor, from the glory of Hashem's shechina. And this, as we're going to explain a little bit later on in the Shir, to benefit from Hashem's light is the greatest joy that a person can experience in existence. Now, where is the place that we're going to get this joy from Hashem's light? It's going to be in Olam Haba, in the world of the souls. The Olam Haba was written specifically. Olam Haba was written specifically in order to benefit from Hashem's light. That's the whole goal of Olam Haba. We're all going to be only souls. There were no bodies. So the whole goal is soul in Olam Haba. Ach, haderech de'lagim mechosef sin hazeh. Who's that Olam? But the only way to get to Olam Haba is through your mitzvahs and maestro in this world. And he quotes our Mishnah. V'hu ma'asham v'zuchon l'vracha ha'olam hazeh domo l'prazdar b'fnei Olam Haba. This world is like an antechamber, like a hallway in front of the Olam Haba. V'hayim tzama v'gimus on tachlis hazeh. And what are the methods that get you to the next world? Hey, my mitzvos, asher tziva alein al keli sprok shemo. Umakom asiyas ha-mitzvos urak bolam hazeh. And that's our goal in this world, that we have weight. The whole goal in this world is only to get Olam Haba. So every time a person is about to do an action, he has to ask himself, is this action going to bring me more Olam Haba or less Olam Haba? That's the question that a Jew has to always ask himself. That's why the Gemara says in Erevin, Hayom laso samumacha lekabel scharim. Today you do the mitzvahs, and tomorrow you get the reward. And he points out that this world is a physical world. And a lot of times people spend their whole lives in this world because since we have bodies, so the body wants its pleasure. The body wants you to focus on food and comforts and physical pleasure. That's what the body wants you to focus on. But says the Mesil Shem, says this Mishnah that we're learning in Pirkei Avos, that the place for this is Dafka in the Olam Haba. Now, I just want to make one Ha'ara from the Tiferes Yisrael here, who explains. The Harei Tira, I'm reading from the Tiferes Yisrael's commentary on this Mishnah. The Harei Tira. She'ein kandiras keva rak arai. This world is only temporary, not permanent. The next world is permanent. Don't think that you have, I don't need to learn now. I don't need a daven now. I don't need to help out this poor person now. I got time. Says it's fair. So you don't got time. You're in the hallway and you don't know where the hallway ends. No one knows where the hallway ends. No one knows where's the king's end. When are you going to get called out of the hallway? No one knows when the end of your time is going to be. Rather, Rak Tashav is Azma Ka'umid, but Prozda Shitzach Lil Shem, Kvar Makusha, Penikrena Melch, Pito Penima. You may never know. The king might call you into the outer room quickly. Kachlo Yeda Adam Ito. No one knows how long we have in this world. Lachin Tashiyu Kolin Yanavu Vapradi, Yanavu Olama Bashlo, Mesukan Tamid. You got to be ready to go to Olam Haba. You got to do tshuva every second. V'yachshuv v'zatzmo k'evin ha-melech shomer ha-pesach. V'omim shomam t'korek pen pitom yikoreu ha-melech v'yitzarech lichnos. Kein yoshiv hayom pen yomus l'machar. You better do tshuva today because tomorrow you may die. And listen to what he says here very beautifully. So what does it say? Haskin atzmocha, our Mishnah says, Haskin atzmocha b'prozor k'dei shetikanes l'traklin. Prepare yourself in the Prozdar, kidei. Not in order that. We usually read this Mishnah, simple pshat is, Haskin atzmecha v'rata, kidei, shetikanes l'trakon. Says it to Pharisee Yisrael, he has a new pshat in the word kidei. Umilas kidei, enenu nisin astam. He's not telling you, prepare yourself in the hallway so that you'll be able to go in. What do you mean? Prepare yourself, no, that's not the pshat. It means like the pasuk, In next week's parsha, or in Eretz Yisrael, actually, it's this week's parsha. Umatza kidei geulaso, enough. Kidei means enough, like the word die. Haskin atzmecha b'prozdar, kidei. You gotta have enough. Kidei, like umatza kidei geulaso. You need enough money to redeem yourself. So haskin atzmecha b'prozdar kidei that you should have enough. That's Mishnah Yudzayin. And Mishnah Yudzayin leads so beautifully right in. I'm sorry, that was Mishnah Tezayin. And Mishnah Tezayin leads so beautifully into Yudzayin. Listen to Mishnah Yudzayin. Hu Haya Omer. The same Rabbi Yaakov remember that name, Rabbi Yaakov, because Rabbi Yaakov is going to be important to this Mishnah. Hu Hayomi, the same Rabbi Yaakov, said the following two statements in Mishnah Yedzayin, and these statements would seem to be contradictory statements, the first half of the Mishnah to the end. Let's read. Hu Hayomer, Yofe Sha Achas B'tshuva U'maisin Tovim Ba'olam Hazeh. One moment of tshuva and maisin tovim in this world is greater, is more beautiful. Mikol Chai Olam Haba. Wow. One moment of maisim tovim in this world is greater, is more beautiful than the whole Olam Haba. What in the world does that mean? Not only what in the world does that mean, look at the next line. The next line sounds like a direct contradiction. V'yafesh ha'achas shel koras ruach b'olam haba. One moment of Olam Haba is greater mikol chai Olam Hazeh, from the entire living of this world. It's a contradiction. First you say one good deed in this world is worth more than the whole Olam Haba. And then it says one moment in Olam Haba is greater than the whole of this world. Sedach astira. That's what we'd ask, we're learning. Which is greater, this world or the next world? Sounds like a contradiction. Astira minai uvai. So, if you look in the Tosis Yadif, that's a commentary on the Mishnais. So the Tosis Yadif felt this kasha. So he says like this, Reisha Asefa lo kasha. It's not a question between the Reisha and the Seifa. Ki ha'olam hazeh hu lamaisa. Exactly as we said in the last Mishnah. Exactly as we said in the last, that's why this Mishnah follows that Mishnah so beautifully. There's only one place to earn your Olam Haba. Where is that? Olam Hazeh. Once you're in Olam Haba, you can't earn Olam Haba anymore. So one moment in this world is worth more than the whole Olam Haba as far as acquiring Olam Haba. You can't acquire Olam Haba at all in the next world. So one moment of Olam Hazeh is worth more than the whole Olam Haba, because in the whole Olam Haba, you can no longer acquire Olam Haba. It's only in this world that you can. So one moment is, but in terms of the reward, in terms of the joy, of the pleasure, of the Hanah Miziv Hashchina, that's only in Olam Haba. Right? It's the same Rabbi Yaakov, the Mefarshim point out, in Maseches Kedushin, Rabbi Yaakov teaches us, Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Maleka. There is no reward for mitzvos in this world. Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Maleka. There's no reward in this world. The reward's only in the next world. So let's analyze the second half of the statement. What is the second half? Yafeh Shah Achas Shel Koras Ruach B'Olam Haba. One moment of joy in the next world is worth more than the entire life in Olam Hazeh. So this reminded me of an incredible statement of Rav Dessler, because ladies and gentlemen, these Mishnayos talk about Olam Haba. Olam Haba. Wow, right? A Jew, why should he keep Shabbos? Why should he keep kosher? Why should he daven? Why should he learn Torah? Why should he do chesed? Why? Olam Haba. Let me ask you a question. Have any of you ever been to Olam Haba? Why is it worth it to do it for Olam Haba? We never even were there. We never experienced Olam Haba. So, it's very nice that the Mishnah is telling me that one moment of Olam Haba is worth more than the whole Olam Hazeh. But I never saw it. I never felt it. I never was there. Like, how am I supposed to do mitzvot? Because, you can have a great reward coming. You can have Olam Haba. Listen to the words. Again, I started the shir with the opening words of Mesillas Yesharim, and I'm going to end the shir with the opening words of the Michtav Me'Eliyahu, Rav Eliyahu Dessler. If you never read this piece of Michtav Me'Eliyahu, this is like mandatory reading. Rav Dessler attempts to describe what Olam Haba is. Now, this is very important for us to know what Olam Haba is, because that's the whole thing we're striving for. That's the whole thing we're supposed to do, we're doing every moment of our lives. You know, my favorite pasuk, maybe you're not supposed to say that one pasuk is your favorite pasuk, but I have a favorite pasuk in that we say in the Shabbos morning davening. The Shabbos morning davening in Pesukei Dezimra, in the Tefillah LeMoshe, I think it's in that one. Or maybe it's in L'David B'Shanosos Tama, one of those. We say the following pasuk. Limnos Yomeinu Kein Hoda V'Navi Levav Chachma. to count your days. You got to count your days. That gives you a heart of wisdom. Forget about just counting your days. You got to make every day count. Count your days. Count your minutes. Every minute's another opportunity for Olam Haba. Every day is an opportunity for Olam Haba. Only while you're alive, you can only acquire Olam Haba while you're alive. You got to make every day count. Limnos yameinu keno da, count every day. V'navi levav chachma. That'll bring you to a heart of wisdom. Every minute's a chance for a mitzvah to smile at somebody, to say something nice to somebody. Every minute. But what is this Olam Haba? What is Olam Haba? Listen to the words of Rav Eliyahu Dessler in the Michtam Eliyahu. Listen to his words. Right at the beginning of Chelek Aleph, says of Dessler, he entitles this chapter, Schar Mitzvah Ba'olam. Oh, that's the wrong place. It's not what I want to be reading. I want to be reading this. Says of Dessler, Schar Mitzvah Ba'olam Hazeh. So he quotes the Gemara Kiddush Lam Tesam Beis. Schar Mitzvah Ba'hay Amaleka. That's Rabbi Yaakov. There's no reward for mitzvahs in this world. Ulechora HaPerushu She'im Misham Al-Adam Schar Mitzvah She'yaseh Ba'hay Amaleka Kischara Ita Lo'om Abba. So the simple explanation of these words, Schar Mitzvah Ba'hay Amaleka, the simple explanation is, we don't get our reward in this world, we get our reward in the next world. But Rav Dessler has a different shot in Schar Mitzvah Ba'hay Amaleka. There's no reward in this world. You know what he says? He says, because you can't even compare the next world to this world, so even if you do get reward in this world, it's nothing compared to the reward of the next world. And listen to how he says this. So he quotes our Mishnah. He quotes our Mishnah. Amru in Avos. Yafesha achas shel koras ruach ba'olam haba. One moment of pleasure in the next world is greater, is more beautiful. Mikol chai ha'olam hazeh, from all the life in this world. This is the way Rav Dessler describes. What's olam haba? You always wanted to know, what's olam haba, right? Inquiring minds want to know. What is olam haba? What's it going to be like? Listen to the words of Rav Dessler. Unbelievable. He quotes somebody who, I don't know who this is. We have to explain this. So I want to reveal to you what this means, says Rav Dessler. Mashazachishi lishma me hod kvod admor adoni mori virabi, one of his rabbeim, morena rav tzvi hirsch broida. I don't know who that is. One time I looked it up. One of his rabbeim, tzvi hirsch brody. I don't know who that is. If anybody knows, you could tell me afterwards. I'm sure Ariel Naftali knows who it is. Or we could all Google it and figure it out. Hu pirish. What does it mean that one moment of Olam Haba is greater than all the entirety of Olam Hazeh? Listen to this. Let's say we gathered into one moment. Think of the times in your life that you're happiest. You're happiest. I don't know. You marry off a child. You have a child. You have a grandchild. You get married. Lahavdil. You had a good steak. Makes you happy. Or a good hot dog. Done really well. I haven't had steak or hot dog in 2 years. Whatever, that's a different conversation. Now, imagine all the times throughout all of your life that you are the happiest. And wrap them all into one moment. He's not done yet. Now, you have that feeling, you have all the pleasure in your whole life and put it in one moment. Then take everybody in the world that you know and take all of their pleasures from their whole lifetimes and put that into the same moment and give it to the same person. Can you possibly describe how much pleasure this person's having at that moment? But don't stop there. Now take everybody in your entire city and take all of their pleasure that they had their entire lifetimes and put it in one moment. And then take everybody in your entire country And then, says Rav Dessler, take every human being that lived from the beginning of time to the end of time, and take all of their pleasures that they engaged in their entire lifetimes, from the beginning of time to the end of time, that's all the pleasure that exists in this world. It doesn't match up to even one moment of Olam Haba. That's what our Mishnah means. Yafesh sha'achas shel koras ruach b'olam haba. One moment of pleasure in the next world is worth more than all of the aggregate sum total of all the pleasure of this world that every human being who ever lived and ever will live had throughout this entire world. All the physical pleasure of this world is worth nothing compared to the next world. Says Rav Dessler, that's what it means, the Gemara in Kedushin. Schar mitzvah b'hai al-malekah. It doesn't mean you don't get reward for mitzvahs in this world. Maybe you do get reward for mitzvahs in this world. But whatever reward you're going to get into, whatever physical joy you're going to get, a big house, you're going to have a big car, it's going to be meaningless. It's meaningless when you compare it to the next world. Wow. And he says, what's koras ruach? Even if you just took a whiff of the next world, it's going to be greater than all of this. So now we understand why Schamitz Bahal Malekah. It's because even the smallest mitzvah in the world gives you reward in the next world, and one moment of reward in the next world is worth more than the entirety of everything in this world. So now we understand, like the Mesil Sisham says, ladies and gentlemen, when we're making decisions about life, what should we do? Should we, I don't know what, watch TV? Or should we go do a mitzvah? Should we just chill out and hang out and waste time? Or should we try to make use of a time to help somebody else smile, to help somebody else, to do a good deed for somebody, to do a mitzvah, to do a tefillah, to daven for somebody, to learn Torah, to call your mother or call your grandmother, or go visit the sick, or go to a nursing home, or go do a mitzvah, help people out. You have a choice. You have to ask yourself, am I an Olam Hazeh Dika Jew, or am I an Olam Haba Dika Jew? Let's remember, Olam Hazeh Domer LePros of Olam Haba. Once it's over, you can't grow anymore. Haskin Atzmachal Pros Kadesha Tikkanei Sotraklin. And the same Rabbi Yaakov said, you know why it's worth it? Because Yafesh Shah Achas Betshuva Ma'isim Tov Ba'olam Hazeh Mikol Chayim Haba. V'Yafesh Shah Achas Kol Zrub Ba'olam Haba Mikol Chayim Hazeh. I want to thank everybody for joining, and I hope that we are Zoche to learn to live Olam Habadika lives. Olam Habadika lives. So that during our entire time in Olam Hazeh, we'll be working for Hayom La'asosum Machal Kavuschon. We should all be zeicha to have, to be around for that geula, for the time of the geula, when we'll all be able to reap the benefit and the rewards of all that we did in this world. Everyone should have a wonderful week. A good vach to everybody.